And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 1st of October, 2013. The first installment of Madame Bovary by Gustave Flaubert began appearing in a magazine in Paris on this day in 1856. The story of Emma Bovary, unhappy, who has an affair and in the end commits suicide. The French government brought Flaubert to trial on grounds of immorality, and he barely escaped conviction. It's the birthday of author Tim O'Brien, born in Austin, Minnesota, 1946, went to McAllister College in St. Paul, was drafted to go to Vietnam, and even though he was opposed to the war, he still went. Before he went off to Vietnam, he spent the day in northern Minnesota. He had a chance to cross the border into Canada, decided not to. He said, "I did not want people to think badly of me. My conscience told me to run, but I was ashamed of my conscience, ashamed to be doing the right thing." When he got back from Vietnam, he went to work at the Washington Post, wrote a book about Vietnam, "If I Die in a Combat Zone, Box Me Up and Ship Me Home," and other books about Vietnam, fiction, Going After Cacciato, July, July, and The Things They Carried, which came out in 1990. The title story, one of the most anthologized short stories in contemporary American literature, which begins, "First Lieutenant Jimmy Cross carried letters from a girl named Martha, a junior at Mount Sebastian College in New Jersey. They were not love letters, but Lieutenant Cross was hoping, so he kept them folded in plastic at the bottom of his rucksack. In the late afternoon, after a day's march, he would dig his foxhole, wash his hands under a canteen, unwrap the letters, hold them with the tips of his fingers, and spend the last hour of light pretending." It was on this day in 1971 the first CT scan, computed tomography scan, was performed on a patient. Sometimes it's called a CAT scan for computed axial tomography, a scan which produces images of cross-sections or slices of the human body, which enables doctors to examine soft tissues. The first scan was done at Atkinson's Morley's Hospital in London of a woman who had a tumor in her frontal lobe, which the CT scan saw. Here's a poem for today by William Wordsworth, a poem dated September 3, 1802, upon Westminster Bridge. "Earth has not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. This city now doth like a garment wear the beauty of the morning, silent, bare. Ships, towers, domes, theaters, and temples lie open unto the fields and to the sky, all bright and glittering in the smokeless air. Never did sun more beautifully steep in his first splendor valley, rock, or hill. Ne'er saw I, never felt a calm so deep. The river glideth at his own sweet will. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep, and all that mighty heart is lying still." Upon Westminster Bridge, a poem by William Wordsworth. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, where you can fill out one form and receive up to 5 loan offers at trylendingtree.com, NMLS 1136. And by Lumosity, Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.